Hello, this is Danielle Jarowiecka with the BBC News. Tens of thousands of students are returning to school for the first time in the Chinese province of Hubei. It marks the start of a staggered process for restarting formal education. Robin Brandt is in Shanghai.
Wuhan was locked down on the 23rd of January, and it stayed like that for 76 days. Almost a month ago, the city was opened up to the rest of China and the world. But only now are children getting back to classrooms for face-to-face learning. Senior high school pupils are the first to return. 121 schools in Wuhan have reopened today. Class numbers have been halved so that pupils have space to sit apart from each other. Temperatures are being taken and recorded several times a day. And all the students had to pass a nucleic acid test before they were allowed back.
Three UN agencies have appealed to countries in Southeast Asia to allow ashore Rohingya migrants believed to be packed into several boats that are drifting at sea. The UN said the Rohingyas are in urgent need of food, water and medical assistance, but countries are preventing them from landing. The UN said states were unwilling to help because they were trying to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Germany has reported its biggest fall in industrial orders since records began nearly 30 years ago. Orders fell by a worse-than-predicted 15.6%, with exports particularly badly hit. Here's Andrew Walker.
The news is, in the words of one economist, grim, and there's worse to come. Restrictions on movement came into force during March, and that was more than enough to have a profound impact on the orders received by German manufacturers. But it was not a complete month that was fully affected by official measures, so a further decline is entirely possible for this key sector of Europe's largest economy. The fall in orders was especially sharp, more than 20% for capital goods, such as office and factory equipment. There was also a decline in orders of consumer goods, but it was much more moderate.
The Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez has told the Spanish Parliament that lifting the state of emergency now would be a big mistake. He's asking Parliament to extend it for another 15 days, but he doesn't have the majority to push it through.
No one is always right in an unprecedented situation like the one we're experiencing, as complex as it is. Neither the government nor the opposition. So there are no absolute successes, but yes, there can be absolute errors, and lifting the state of emergency now would be such an error.
The Conservative opposition leader Pablo Casado has hardened his stance, calling Mr. Sánchez a liar in a previous debate. The government believes that easing the rules could risk a second wave of the virus. You're listening to The World News from the BBC.